You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the trade deadline is behind us now, and obviously the Rays making some moves right before the deadline. We'll get into that a little bit, and the new faces. Faces that are gone. But I want to start with Jake Odorizzi and his performance on Wednesday, because he's a guy that they held on to at the trade deadline, and it has to make you feel good as a team when there's all these guys you could possibly trade, Jake Odorizzi being one of them. They hang on to him, and his next start, he goes out, fires six scoreless innings, just two hits. He strikes out six. They win easily. Was that as good as he's looked this season?
Well, I mean, and keep in mind, that's three consecutive scoreless starts for him. He's got, I believe it's 20 and two-thirds, or 22 and two-thirds scoreless innings in a row. So he's had three really good starts. And I think he's been as consistent, or more consistent probably, than anybody on the staff this year. So definitely a good one to hang on to. And, you know, he seems to think that he's, you know, really been kind of doing the same thing all year, but, you know, he's just getting better results for one reason or another right now.
All right, so they held on to. Matt Moore, obviously, is traded away to the Giants. But it's a nice package that they get back, because you get players that are big leaguers now, which you don't usually see at the trade deadline. But to be able to trade Matt Moore and get a Matt Duffy back, a guy who's been a major league player, who succeeded at the major league level already, albeit injured right now, but he'll be back shortly. And then they also get some prospects, Lucius Fox being really an intriguing one. He was a top 10 prospect for the Giants, still a youngster, still years away, but he's a talented up-the-middle player, a shortstop, and then they also get Michael Santos. So a nice little package for Matt Moore, and you knew that it was kind of a seller's market, and that proved out in many trades, and I think this was one of them, because I know I've talked to people on the other side of this, Bill. I've talked to Giants fans who weren't thrilled about this trade. I mean, they're happy to have Matt Moore, but they realize everything they gave up. So from the Rays standpoint, is this exactly the kind of deal that they were hoping to get?
I think it is, because this guy's a legitimate major league shortstop, even though I found it interesting, you know, maybe he's just a humble guy, but, you know, he said, I will have to, you know, basically he said, I will have to transition back to playing shortstop, because he's been giving it his all to be a third baseman for the Giants since they have Crawford at shortstop. But, you know, he's got the body for shortstop, and, you know, it's kind of that tall, rangy thing. And talking to hitting coach Derek Shelton, you know, he says he really likes his swing. It's a more level swing. He makes good contact. So I think he's going to do a lot of good things for him. On the receiving end of this one, obviously, was Brad Miller, who's actually played better in the field for the past month. I don't think it sat real well with him, and he mentioned that, even though he's, you know, this guy is really a good clubhouse guy and an upfront guy, but, you know, and he set the record for a single-season record for home runs by a shortstop. But I really think that he's going to be more valuable in a utility role, kind of like a Ben Zobrist, and, going forward. I think we'll see him a lot at first base once Duffy's back, and I expect Duffy to be with the team probably by the end of the week.
Yeah, and you mentioned first base, and obviously that's been a trouble spot for this team all year, but Miller has a bat that can profile there, as well as obviously it profiles kind of anywhere in the infield. So I think as a whole, even if Miller's not thrilled right now, I think long-term you look at this and you see a stronger team overall, and a team that knew it had a lot of pitching, knew it needed to get better offensively, and they did it with this trade. Now, that wasn't the only made they move. That was the big one, but they also send Pierce back to the Orioles. He'll have a third tour of duty in Baltimore, and then they also traded away Guyer. They get an interesting piece in Pierce. Jonah Heim, a catching prospect, comes over, and I think he's still a question mark of what he could become, but catching prospects don't grow on trees. So to be able to get that for a rental, basically, that you had in Pierce that you had just signed this year, I think that's a pretty good job by Silverman and company as well.
Well, probably the only reason he's available is because he hasn't been hitting. He's supposed to be a pretty solid catcher. So, you know, we'll see how he develops. I think it's my understanding that he has pitched some, so who knows, that might be something up the road if the catching doesn't work out. But I did ask them about what their intentions were for him, and it is as a catcher.
Yeah, so that's important. When you look at the team as a whole, the organization, and what they did at the deadline, they didn't really go all in selling, Bill. It was, you know, they sell more, but that's a position of strength. They hold on to Archer. They hold on to Odorizzi. They have all these other pitchers coming up. They get major league talent back. It seems like the philosophy here is, as bad as this year has been, we don't think this team is actually as bad as it's played, and we think this team can get turned around quickly, because these moves seem to be moves that are going to benefit the team right away, like 2017.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, a lot of the moves that have been made in the past were came when players had the free agency coming up pretty close, and that's when they pulled the trigger. These guys, they control for a long time, so I think that made their position stronger when they were bargaining with other teams. And they wanted Duffy. If they hadn't really wanted him, I think they would have waited and shot more in the offseason, because it looks like it's going to be not a really strong free agent starting pitching class. So I think I'll be surprised if they – unless Cobb comes back really strong. And a lot of times that's hard to do from Tommy John. I expect Cobb to get some starts this season. But, heading into next season, I think they'd probably like to have this group, because it's hard to go out and get starting pitching.
Yes.
And I do think one thing that's helped them out, and I don't want to dog Hank Conger, but, he was catching this group, and it was some. And it is a lot of pressure when you're pitching to a guy you know has really no chance of throwing out a guy if he gets on first base. So I think they're pitching better, but I also think the return of Kiermaier, along with Luke Maley joining the catching core, has really helped them.
Yeah, and as we record this on Thursday afternoon, Kiermaier making another highlight reel catch in the game this afternoon. Matt Andrews got back in the rotation. Bill, is this rotation going to kind of shake itself out here the rest of the way, or with so many moving parts, is it going to still be kind of in transition with Cobb eventually coming back and all the different arms that they have?
Well, I think once Cobb comes back, they will make room for him. But I think for now, we're going to see the five guys in place, which is Andrees taking Moore's spot. So, and he's pitched so well as a starter this year. It's good to see him get his chance again.
All right, great stuff. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.